Okay. Om Jnana Pimirandasya Jnanam Jnana Salakaya Chakshuna Vitamina Tatsmai Shri Guru Venamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Tapitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Dhamanya Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskita Sapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriya Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitana Pavamanivyo Vaishnavibhyo
Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivachadi Guru Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare. So cope up with material world and practice Krishna consciousness. So, coping up with material world is very easy for the people who are simple-hearted. And same time, practicing Krishna consciousness is also very easy for the people who are simple-hearted. Material world means that world which is connected with our body. And spiritual world or practice Krishna consciousness means connected with soul. So, certain time we can separate both, and certain time we can practice both. So, as for example, when we have our own time, then we can only practice Krishna consciousness. When we are at work or in public or some other situation, then we can practice Krishna consciousness within our mind, within our consciousness, and at the same time execute your worldly duties. Just like Krishna ordered Arjuna, Mahamanusmara Yuddhasa, that you meditate on me, you remember me, and you fight. So fighting means dealing with everybody. And Mahamanusmara, you're dealing with Krishna within mind, within heart, within yourself. So in that kind of circumstances, we have to Mahamanusmara Yuddha. We have to practice both. So we have to have a strong resolution within our heart that I have nothing to do with this material world, or very little to do with material world. Ultimately, I have to quit this material world. Why we should resolve like that? Because this material world has nothing to offer us except distresses, except agony, birth, death, old age and disease, hatred, and nothing. But spiritual world, everything is there which we really are hankering for. Peace, bliss, love, serving, hearing, chanting, dancing, feasting, being with Krishna and his nice, lovable and beloved devotees. The nature over there is Krishna's nature, which is in tune with you. You are with nature. So we have to know that this material world has nothing to offer to me ultimately. And whatever it is offering, it is just for my body. And we don't want to negate or discard material world also, because we are not on a transcendental absolute platform. If you are on transcendental absolute platform like Raghunath Das Goswami, then we can kick material world in a snap of a finger. But possibly, probably, we are not at that level. So then, this Upanishad says, simultaneously, science and nescience should be practiced together simultaneously until we come to that platform. But the aim we should not forget. The aim is that this material world, in connection with my body, has nothing to offer for me. And Krishna consciousness, because I am a spirit, I am Atma, I am soul, everything connected with spirit has total meaning. So we have to keep this in our mind and then simultaneously cope up with wrath of material world. Cope up means learning the art of going along with material world. So we have to manipulate, we have to adjust and learn that art of coping up with material world and emerge out of that to practice Krishna consciousness. So this is an art which you can learn from those who have learned this art already, like Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and so many acharyas like that, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Anuga. We are called Rupa Anuga. We are supposed to follow the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. In spiritual world also, we are supposed to be in the camp of Rupa Manjari, who is serving Lalita Radharani like that. So we have to learn this art of coping up with material world and practice Krishna consciousness. This art must be learned by teachers. So Prabhupada is our best teacher. So how to learn from Prabhupada? As soon as you wake up, you press the button of your iPod or MP3 player and hear him for 45 minutes until you get ready. When you cook, 2 hours a day, ladies cook, morning, evening, afternoon. So they should hear from. So he will tell you the tips of coping up with material world and practice Krishna consciousness. practicing Krishna consciousness starts with chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra a day. So in your case, if you are going to school and college, it may not be possible or possible according to your enthusiasm. So you have to make up your own rules to practice Krishna consciousness. This is how much I can do comfortably. For hearing, anybody can do. And that is the biggest ammunition to practice Krishna consciousness. Who cannot hear in bathroom, or cooking, or eating time, or some other time? So, this is it. Any question for them? Yes?
But it's true, you emphasize so many things to do. I don't know if this is just my mind. I do not manage to make 60 rounds a day.
Are you schooling? Like you go to school or college?
Yes.
And you have lots of work? Load? Homework?
I also work.
You also work and school?
Yes.
So, there you go. That means it's called atyahar. Over endeavoring for material gain. You are over endeavoring. And that destroys your devotion. Rupa Goswami says, Atyahar Prayasascha Rajalpo Niyamagraha Janasangasya Lulyamcha Sadavira Bhakti Vinashyati. That Atyahar, over eating and over collecting material things, and Prayasascha, over endeavoring for material things, education plus job and plus 16 rounds plus everything else cannot work together. So maybe probably you should set your standard at a comfortable level. Whatever you are chanting, 8 rounds you are chanting. So leave it there, and when you don't have to go to school, just a work, then you increase your round to 16, and it is all right. It is perfect. Any another but? So, Sabina, we have concentration.
No, her name is something.
On Krishna, eh?
Her name is not Sabina.
Irena.
Oh, Irena.
The first one is Sabina. Pehla bethi hai Sabina.
Okay. Sabina and Irena. Okay, Irena. So how to concentrate on Krishna? Very, very important, intelligent question nobody asked. Actually, this is a real good question. So, first of all, you must be willing to concentrate. You are willing. You are willing to concentrate. And then second thing is that you should be serious about concentrating. Serious. The third thing is sincerely you try to concentrate. Fourth thing is, Krishna says, constant practice, abhyasena to kaunteya. Vairagena cha uchyate. Fourth thing is constant practice. Fifth thing is vairag, detachment from material things, which may not be possible in your case. But abhyas is practice, constant practice is practical in your case. So, concentrating on Krishna means you place Krishna, his swarup, his name, form, pastimes, paraphernalia, his abode. Basically, you place Krishna in the thing that you are seeing or experiencing. Or suppose you are experiencing, I am the taste of water, rasoham apsu kaunteya, he says I am the taste of the water. When you drink water, they are constantly, oh, Krishna is there, taste Krishna is there, I am tasting Krishna. Prabhasmi sati suryo, when sunshine comes, immediately you should place Krishna there and think that this sunshine, Prabha, Asmi, Sasi, Surya, I am the light of sun and moon. That's why without sun light we become miserable. Why? Because sunlight is Krishna. Without Krishna we are miserable. Prabhupada was asked in London by a reporter. He says, what is hell looks like? So Prabhupada says, London is hell. Why? Because there is no sun. The sun is never there. So it is hell. So you place Krishna in some sign, moon sign, and taste of water. Pranava sarvavedesu omka, pranava om. So that is om, then you say immediately place Krishna there. Pranava sarvavedesu. Sabda khe, in the sky, sound is Krishna. In Prahlad, demons, Krishna is Prahlad. Like that, you and one who has have a bow in his hand, Lord Ramchandra is Krishna. And Rudra is Krishna, Shankar is. So like that, we have to learn to bring our consciousness to Krishna by any means. By any means. So you place Krishna everywhere. When you eat prasadam, I am tasting Krishna. Who cannot? So like that. And on top, if you want to concentrate on Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then you sit on a very nice place, maybe in front of the Lord deity, Prabhupada's deity, and you find such a time where you are most peaceful, which is early morning, 4:30 to about 7 something, in that time, and then you again sit down with proper posture and tell your mind that I'll beat you. If you go somewhere else, then I'm going to beat you. You are my subservient. Mind is your subservient. The soul is above intelligence, above mind, and above mind is intelligence, above intelligence is soul. So the soul is the boss of a mind. But it is the other way around. The mind takes over the soul. So you beat your mind with the truth. Now listen, I want to concentrate on Krishna and I want you to cooperate with me. And if you can make your mind your brother, your Bandhuratma, Manasasya, Yena Atmaiva, Atmana Jitaha, Anatma Tu Satruvat. So, if you don't conquer over mind and make your mind your brother, then mind will act as your enemy. But if you can make your mind your friend, then your work is done. Paramatma samahita. If you conquer your mind, then Krishna is sitting next to you all the time. Paramatma samahita means Krishna is sitting right next to you. So you have to tell your mind, please cooperate with me, please become my friend, and let's concentrate on Krishna together. So mind will be focused on Krishna. And when you focus on Krishna, and it breaks again the meditation, then again practice, and again practice, and break, practice, and break, practice, practice, constant. And you will come to, after a while, your 15, 20, 30 years after, you will be able to totally give your mind to Krishna. Prabhupada say, work now, samadhi later. Means you chant now, quantity first, quality will come later. So first quantity, 16 rounds, and then that 16 rounds will bring you quality later on. If you work in Krishna consciousness now, then samadhi will come later. It will come. So not to be impatient, but try to concentrate and bring your mind to the focus. Every now and then, when the mind runs away, wanders away, bring him back. Become his mind's friend and practice. So, in the association of the devotees also, mind becomes focused. So these are the different methods of Vyasena to Kaunteya, Vairagyena Sauchyate, constant practice. Meditate on his pastimes. Meditate on holy name. Rupa Goswami, all these Sad Goswamis, they were meditating. At the same time, they were chanting. So this is easy if you really want to do it. It's very easy. And if you just want to put your car into neutral gear, then it will be neutral gear. It won't go anywhere. It will be neutral gear. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bahu janma yadi kare sravana kirtan tabu to na paaye Krishna pade premadan. Many, many, many births you chant without putting your mind and heart into it, you will not attain love of Krishna. Many, many births. But just constant practice, constant mind and intelligence and soul and absorption, constant practicing. So abhyas, constant practice. So that's what we have to do. Irena. Right? Christian, but? No, but? You will do. We have to do. No, but.
earlier you mentioned that they were meditating and chanting at the same time. What do you mean?
Chanting and concentrating on holy name, concentrating on their pastimes. It's the same absolute truth. The holy name, pastime, form is absolute, one and same. So you chant Hare Krishna, concentrate on words, or concentrate on figure of Krishna, form of Krishna, or concentrate on his pastimes of Krishna. It's the absolute level. It's absolute. Prabhupada says one must concentrate on holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So that is also same thing. Meditation on holy name is meditation on Krishna.
Is that because the mind ran away?
Yes.
And then you must concentrate on the holy name.
Yes, but without because mind you cannot concentrate.
No, he says run away.
You must concentrate.
Run away means
if you have to bring it back, that's what
he means. Yeah, bring it back.
That's
concentrate.
That is why.
That's why. Bring him back all the time. How many rounds you chant, Irena? 18? Wonderful. Wonderful girl. She go to school also?
Yeah.
And work also?
Yeah.
In the part time, weekend.
Yeah,
she works at the weekend. Yeah, so that's it. Then you can manage. You can manage.
There's
not much workload in a day. Wonderful. I'm very impressed by both of you. Very engaged, you have taken up Krishna consciousness. That is very commendable. Very nice. You have made your life so glorious that you have something to look forward to. Your life will never be very anxiety. Your life will be very smooth and pure and enjoyable and blissful, no problem. Even problem comes, then you will have immunization. Suppose there is a fever going around and you have immunization for that fever. Immunization, you know? Immunization? And what is immunization? So then, when fever comes, then you are not affected. So this Krishna consciousness practice, chanting, and this philosophy is the immunization for distresses that is going to be offered by material world. So we will not be distressed. We are immunized by Krishna consciousness. So your life is glorious. Wonderful. So let's go next.
We talked about mind. What about heart?
Very good question. Very good idea. So this is very, very good, which I usually connect heart also with it, that this devotion is the heart is connected in devotion. Devotion is more connected with heart than a mind. Bhakti is more connected with heart than a mind. So, is the ways and means the same? When you chant Hare Krishna, then your love will be awakened in your heart, and your heart will become soft, and that heart will be full of love for Krishna and His creation. So, when you have developed your heart love, then automatically mind's concentration will be there. Suppose you love your paramour or your mother or something like that. You love someone with the heart, then you always think about that person, your paramour. Yatha yuvato yuti nam yuto cha yuti yatha mano me abhiramatam tadvat. So, I don't know who is praying this to Krishna. That just like, it is from Srimad Bhagavatam, I think. That just like young girl's mind is always dwelling on a boyfriend, and boyfriend's mind is always dwelling on girlfriend. Similarly, Krishna, let my mind be always dwell on you. So why their mind is dwelling on each other? Because they love each other. So similarly, with the heart, we love Krishna, then automatically our mind will be absorbed in Krishna, like gopis and cowherd friends and Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. Ta man manaska mat prana madar the tyakta daihika. So ta man manaska, their mind is always absorbing me. Why? Because they were loving Krishna. Ta man manaska mat prana, their soul dwells within me, Krishna says to Uddhava about Vrajavasi gopis and Nanda Maharaj Yashoda. He is trying to send Uddhava to Vraj, and then Brahmar Git takes place. So Krishna was so affectionate and so much disturbed by their love that I am not loving them enough, and they are loving me so much. That's why Taman Manaska, their mind was always dwelling on Krishna because of the heart. So heart is very important in devotion. Okay, anything else? How to ever contact and be with Krishna.
Did you already?
Huh? Yeah, I touch it, right? How to get rid of anartha?
Of course, maybe the
anartha. So, first of all, you have to become a very, very intelligent person.
Intelligent person.
Buddhi means intelligence. And the definition of buddhi, intelligence, is discrimination. A discriminating faculty which discriminates right versus wrong. So drinking liquor and drinking milk, mother's milk, or milk, cow's milk. So, drinking, both are drinking, but with intelligence, we can discriminate what is good drinking and what is bad drinking.
inteligencia bajo reducción local de todo, pero primero no existe en esta net.
Same thing with everything else. Eating meat and eating prasada. With intelligence, we can discriminate what is good to eat, what is bad to eat. So, we know that anartha means they are going to harm me. That is called anartha. Artha means in my interest. Artha means it is in my interest, it is for my good, it is for my best. That is called artha. Nate vidu swa artha. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. I don't know my swartha, my own interest, that my object of love is Vishnu, Krishna. So I don't know that artha, my real artha. So anartha, anartha means that which is not good for me, which is not in my interest, which is opposite to opposite to swartha, swartha, param artha, paramartha, transcendental. Paramartha, artha. So anartha means those things which are not for my benefit. So why you would invite something that is not for your benefit? Is that an intelligence? A thief and your husband. You at the door there is a thief. So would you invite him in? And then there is your husband. Would you invite him in? Yes. This is my swar. And that is anartha. So same thing. In your consciousness, in your mind, in your existence, everywhere. Why would you invite one thing that is not good for you? So this is intelligence. You have to be intelligent, discriminating what is right, what is wrong. And then second thing is you have to fix that right thing and then only practice that right thing. No other. This is going to harm me, going to degrade me, going to take me to hellish region, going to give me distresses. So then kick with your intelligence. Dadani buddhi yogam tam ena mama upayanti te. Krishna, you can pray to Krishna. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadani buddhi yogam tam ena mama upayanti te. And I give them intelligence by which they come to me. Krishna, pray to Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. And Krishna will give you intelligence to discriminate properly. And then you can get rid of Karanartha very easily, quickly. Second thing is, if you get causeless mercy of devotees, if some devotee can bless you, you pray to devotees and get their blessing. That's why mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimukte tamo dwaram yosita sangi sangam. Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimukte. That by serving the senior Vaishnavas, serving the pure devotees of the Lord, what happens? Our door to the liberation, to spiritual world, becomes open. No anartha. Anartha nivruti chya. So before anartha nivruti, ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangha tatha bhajana kriya. Those three things should be practiced. There are certain English teachers. What are those things? That sadhus, I mean, Shraddha. Shraddha means unflinching faith in Krishna's transcendental words, teachings. That is called faith. Definition of faith is that we have unflinching faith in Krishna's word. Second thing is sadhu sraddha tatha sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means associating with those kind of saintly devotees who are more advanced than you, like Garga Muni Prabhu and so many Ananta Prabhu and so many of devotees are here, Parshuram Prabhu and Jyoti, whatever, Jyoti Mai, and many, many devotees are here in your yatra. So call them up, it doesn't cost much, only a few pennies. So call them up and talk to them every day, every other day, every week, sadhusanga. Or here Prabhupada, sadhusanga. So, adho sradha tada sadhusanga, tada bhajan kriya. Chant, dance, hear, eat prasad, practicing, bhajan kriya, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu swarnam, arsanam, vandam, sakyam, daksyam, atmani vedanam, bhajan kriya. Irena, bhajan kriya. She is staunch in bhajan kriya. Very good. And Sarina also, serious, Bhajana Kriya. At this age 16, you chant 16 rounds, 18 rounds, very commendable, very commendable, very, very fortunate. You are 16? You are 16?
No,
8. 18? 8.
8
only?
Only.
8 years old?
No.
8 years? Huh? How old are you?
I am
32. What? 32 years old?
Yes, she didn't look old.
Really?
Yes, really.
I was thinking that you are just school.
Yes.
You know, going to school, not college even. Anyway, I'm from different country.
Yes.
I don't know people as much. And you?
20.
20? Okay, close to 60. I mean, it's calculated your age, but fine, so that is fortunate, bhajana kriya, and then all these things will kick out all your unearthing.
But pride, for example, is not something that you can get rid of very
yes,
easily.
You can.
You can?
The subtle anartha. You are talking about subtle anartha.
Yes.
Subtle anartha means adoration, distinction, and honor, envy, false ego. These are all subtle anarthas. And they can be also uprooted by this process that I described. So they can be also, only remedy is what I said, for them also. They are subtle, not gross, but you can, you know, in association with the elevated devotees, your false ego automatically, without extraneous endeavor, subsides. Prabhupada, in front of Prabhupada, your false ego will be totally subsided because of his purity, because of his greatness. Isn't it? Sadhusam. And practice.
And humility, how to be humble.
Okay, so let's see the definition of humility. What is the definition of humility? What is the definition?
I suppose if you, once I heard from one lecture, approximately, I will not know this time. If you expect less than you deserve and you get more than you expected.
Exactly, you got it. You got it. Very good. So if you take less than you deserve, so put one word there. Honor. If you take less honor than you deserve, then you are humble. So definition of humility is that you never expect any respect for yourself and always ready to give respect to others. Never expect any respect for yourself and always give respect to others. That is called humility. That is the definition of humility. Prabhupada says that humility means you never expect respect for yourself. So your question is how to become
humble.
So this is how you can become humble. Never expect respect for yourself. I'm Petra, I'm beautiful, I'm slim, I'm rich, I'm educated, I am. Krishna, you are. Krishna, you are. Krishna, you are. Prabhupada, you are. Devotees, you are. You are more greater than me. You are more advanced than me. And never expect any respect for yourself. Then you become humble. Anya vilasita sunyam jnan karma anavritam. So this is how you become humble. Very easy. Never expect respect. Then we expect respect and we don't get it, then we become disturbed. There is not respect in me. And I have done such a great thing and he is not recognized. That means I am, me, I have done. So no expectation of any honor. Straw in the street, very insignificant, and the straw thinks that I am straw, I have no value, and everybody is tramping on me, I am useless. But if that straw thinks I am very elevated, I am very powerful, I am very important, and I am false, and that is called proud, no humility. Prabhupada says even pauper is proud of his pen. So we should not be proud of our pen or ourselves. That is humility.
Prabhupada gave example, no? Tamal Krishna. He was telling Tamal Krishna Maharaj that there is a universe, and in the universe there is America, and in America there is a Chicago, and in Chicago there is a Tamal Krishna, and he's thinking of something.
So how to prepare for initiation? So preparing for initiation means taking spiritual life seriously. That I am convinced that this material world has nothing to offer to me. It is just for my body. Material world is going to offer everything for my body, but not for me. Why? Because I am spirit, opposite nature than matter. So what am I doing for me? I'm doing everything for material body. Everything for material body. What about for me? So that is preparing yourself for initiation. That I want to do something for me. What is that something I want to do for me? That I want to advance in spiritual life, in spiritual, in being spiritual life. I want to advance. So Prabhupada says that if you want to learn carpentry, how you learn? By working under a good carpenter. You have to learn from his experience. How you become a doctor? By working under
doctor.
A doctor. There are medical books available. Big libraries full. Can you read those books and become a doctor? No. Working under a doctor. I have a driver, devotee driver, my disciple driver in Vrindavan. So he became, he is like a half doctor. He knows all medicine left and right and everything. How he does, no? And how he recognizes particular disease? Because he works under a doctor. He has no education of any kind. No education. Just little bit. Maybe 10, 11 grade or something. So working under a doctor becomes doctor. Similarly, if you want to become spiritually advanced, spiritually everything for you, you want to do something for you, advance spiritually, then you need a spiritual master who can teach you how to advance in spiritual life. What are your shortcomings? How you go wrong direction? He can put you on track again. And spiritual, having spiritual master means having a well-wisher, having a well-wisher, who is our ever well-wisher, who is our guardian, who is our servant in the sense. He is serving disciples, guru. He is serving his disciples. Help, he is a help. He is helping you. He is holding your hand and bringing you to Krishna. He is guiding you. So preparing for initiation means taking help from spiritual master to advance in spiritual life. It is very, very important. Today I was hearing Prabhupada and he was saying Rupa Goswami in Sadhana Bhakti, very first place, he says that Ado Guru Pada Asraya. Ado means right in the beginning. Beginning. Ado Guru Pada Asraya. That you have to find a proper guru and take shelter of him. Ado Guru Pada Asraya. Krishna Adi Krishna Diksha. The Krishna Dikshadi, then take Krishna Diksha, Diksha into Krishna consciousness. Then Vishram Vena Guru Seva. Then you serve your Guru without any doubt. You have examined him in beginning and you have submitted that this is a person who will not hit me, then surrender, Vishrambe, without any doubt, Guru Seva, serve him. Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. And Krishnasya Hetave. So, following the footsteps of previous Acharya, like that. So, in initiation preparing means, you have to fix the teacher. Then you can advance. So many things, four regular principles you should follow, and chant 16 rounds, and study Vedic literature, recommended few books, and prepare yourself. You have to accept the Vartman Pradakshika Guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Chetta Guru, Gurun, many Gurus. So it's not that Diksha Guru is all in all to us. There are many other ways Guru comes to you. And topmost Guru is Krishna, Chetta Guru. Krishna Vande Jagat Guru. Krishna is the topmost Guru. So this is preparing for initiation, Sadviddhi Pranipatena, Ambav, Pariprasnina, Sevaya, Seva. Preparing for initiation. So any question? Thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.
Bhagavad Gita ki
Jai.
Sri Guru Nitai ki
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Gauranga ki
Jai.
Vaishnu Bhakta Vrinda ki
Jai.
Gaur Premanandi
Hari Hari
Bol. Jai Shri Prabhu ki
Jai.